Phone Boy Speaks, episode 745, Calculated Discomfort.
As many of you know, I'm a frequent flyer, and I have flown on all the major U.S. airlines for various reasons. Although mostly Delta and United, because those are the ones that that I can more easily get flights for. I guess when U.S. Airways bought American, didn't really increase the number of flights I take with either airline, which is to say not many. I took more U.S. Air flights when they were part of Star Alliance, but that's not happening anymore. So the bottom line is that flying's a pretty miserable experience. And ignore the TSA for a minute, but the seats have gotten narrower. They've gotten you've probably seen the pictures I've posted of the legroom I have, which is to say none in most flights, and the food on the long haul flights, they still serve food on the transcontinental flights in the United States. If they serve food, they usually have to pay for it in one way or another. And unless you're in first class, although on a recent flight from Seattle to JFK, I had paid for economy comfort so that I wasn't sitting in a middle seat. I actually got free food. Hey, what a novel concept! Not that it was free. But it did make the flight just a little bit nicer. So it does happen. But anyway, the point is that the airlines, of course, are they're now starting to charge you more for different things, not just the base ticket price. And they're playing a game. They're trying to make flying in regular coach so uncomfortable that you're willing to pay for the extras to make flying just that much more comfortable. And those fees have been very profitable for the airlines. They are, by inconveniencing you and making for some very angry travelers, they're making money at it. Now, of course, none of this is new, but it's interesting to see how much money they're making as a result of it. Now, of course, the logical conclusion of this is, somebody gets thrown off a plane because they wanted to change a seat, on a flight that was somewhat empty, but they had to pay for an economy plus seat on United. So apparently what had happened is that some lady had got up and asked to take one of the seats and said, no, you have to pay for that. And she apparently didn't. And I'm not sure what happened, after that, but apparently she got thrown off the plane by the police, and had to spend 3 days in jail, which, is not good for United's PR. And I can understand, and there are people who have said, well, I'm not necessarily going to take United in this case, but I feel like there's more to the story, and there probably is. But the reality is that all the airlines, and even JetBlue, which has historically been a lot nicer to passengers, is now starting to, add more of these fees and going to play this game as well. The lure of money is too hard to resist here. But bottom line is that, yes, we're all pawns in the airline's quest to make more money. And yes, it's calculated discomfort is really what it is. And they're trying to figure out how much discomfort you're willing to put up with before you'll pay more money. And that makes them more money, but it makes the travel process, which is already pretty bad its own, if at all, dealing with airports and TSA, it makes it that much more uncomfortable. And therefore, something I'm probably going to be dealing with, for a little while to come, I guess, because part of my job is traveling, and that means I get to experience this stuff and be subject to it, more than a lot of people.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.